the wedding.
I didn't know about Zenny.
Oh.
Shucks.
I want to go to Bulgaria.
Let me tell you something about the parsha.
Yes.
Something very, very special thought about the parsha. And it's also, we're going to make it, we're going to link it into, maybe we will link it into Purim as well.
Right.
A double podcast.
Okay. I will add something. This is was something I wanted to add to yesterday's discussion that we spoke about Kasha Tziva Hashem as Moshe. Right? Do you remember we said that everything's got to be Kasha Tziva Hashem as Moshe? Right? You could have all the kavanas in the world, and you know, and this, and cheshbein is ahim, cheshbein is aher. But when it comes down to it, in the end of the day, you have to do Kasha Tziva Hashem as Moshe, correct? You got to do Kasha Tziva Hashem as Moshe. So, you know, next week is the yahrzeit of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky is the Tsar HaTorah, right? Zeichet Tzadik L'Kodesh L'Vrocha, the second yahrzeit. And there's so many stories about Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. He's probably the most talked about Godel that we ever had. You know what I mean? They're talking about him for decades and decades and decades. You know what I'm saying? I already, for 50 years, you heard about Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. There's so many stories. I think the most fascinating story of Chaim Kanievsky is the fact that he came, he used to daven Vasikin, he comes early to Vasikin, and he took a sefer to learn because he had a couple of minutes, so he took a sefer out of the Shrom Shrine to learn. And then the Chazan started, right, the Chazan started saying Yizgadel, Yizkadei, Shemei Rabo. So he had started putting the sefer back. But the Chazan started saying Yisgadel Yisgadei Shemei Rabo. So his hand was in midair with the Sefer, right next to the Sram Shran. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to move when it says Yisgadel Yisgadei Shemei Rabo, but you're supposed to pay full attention to the Kaddish. So he stood like that till the end of the Kaddish. And then only at the end of the Kaddish did he actually finish sticking the Sefer into the Svarim Shank.
Wow.
Now, if that's not Kasha Tziva Hashem as Moshe, Kasha Tziva Hashem as Moshe, no chokhmis, no rationalization, yeah? Oh, yeah, no, it doesn't mean it's such a case. You know what I mean? Kasha Tziva Hashem as Moshe. This, I just wanted, this was an anecdote to yesterday's discussion. Okay, you can stop and start again.
Oh, okay.